And you are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9, Cable 102, and on the internet at CITR.ca. My name is Spike, and we'll be with you until 8 p.m., bringing you lots of great new independent Canadian tunes. As well, we are going to have a guest on the show today. Vern Beamish of China Syndrome will be talking about their brand new CD and the CD release gig that they're going to be doing this weekend at the El Dorado, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we're going to play a double shot from China Syndrome, something old, something new, from the debut CD, which came out in 2007.
Yes.
We are going to be listening to the track called Keep It a Secret, and then we'll have something brand new for your ears from China Syndrome that isn't even released yet, so stay tuned for that. This is The Canadian Way. Thanks for tuning in.
There is a darkness deep down in my spirit. There is a blackness buried in my brain. If you ever knew the root of my pain, you'd never look at me the same. A secret is something that shouldn't be shared. As a matter of fact, I've heard this was said. We can't keep a secret if two are dead. Need to kill the voices inside my head. You know I have to keep it a secret. Something like this just can't be told. I just have to keep it a secret. Like the Replacements, don't tell a soul. We've all done things that we're not proud of. I think I've done way more than my share. The results of my actions are starting to wear, and the guilt gets harder and harder to bear. You know I have to keep it a secret. Something like this just can't be told. I just have to keep it a secret. Like the Replacements, don't tell a soul. The past is piling up around me. I got a closet full of bones and a heart that's heavy full of moans. Being sure I'll never. Keep it a secret. Something like this just can't be told. I just have to keep it a secret. Like the Replacements, don't tell a soul. The Replacements, don't tell a soul. Like the Replacements, don't tell a soul. I just have to keep it a secret. Just have to keep it a secret.
Follow my lead.
You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. My name is Spike, and in the studio today we have Mr. Vern Beamish of China Syndrome. Thank you for coming in today, Vern.
Thanks for having me.
And the auspicious occasion of your arrival to today's show, you guys have a bunch of really good gigs coming up in the next little while, as well as some new recordings coming up as well. Before we get into that, let's just let everybody know that we heard a brand new track from you guys, and it's actually the title track from the upcoming CD that has yet to be released, but should be out soon, called Control Freak.
That's the name of the song, yep.
And before that, we heard something from the debut CD, which came out in 2007, called Keep It a Secret. Now, this brand new CD, people that come out to your gig, which is this Saturday at the El Dorado, which is at Nanaimo and Kingsway in the El Dorado Motel. Mm-hmm. You guys are going to be playing with the Burnettes and the Surf Messiahs. And if people turn up, I guess they'll get to hear all sorts of new content, won't they?
They will, yeah. We've really been focusing in on that with our... We're still recording. We figure we've got, I don't know, about three-quarters of the recording done. But we do want to go in the studio the next... couple months, and at JCDC we recorded it again with Dave Carswell, who did the first one, and we're focusing in on that. And what we've been doing is we've been playing a lot of newer songs, because a big change from the first CD is we have a new rhythm section with Scott Watts on drums and Jesse Capilato on bass.
Cool.
And it's made such a difference to how the band sounds that as much as we like playing some of the older songs, the focus is on the new songs, and we've collectively worked them to the shape that they're in.
Yeah. So. How do you feel the chemistry is with the new lineup as opposed to the old one? That's half your band members that you've replaced in the last little while.
Yeah, I'd say it's better than it's ever been. Not that there was ever any issues majorly in the past. You know, it's a type of project where we want to, we all have day jobs, and we all want to make sure that we're enjoying each other's company. You know, if nobody likes each other in the band, then it wouldn't work. So we all get along really well.
Yeah. Exactly. Good. Excellent. So you guys have a busy couple months coming up with wrapping up the CD. You also have a couple more gigs that we'll let our listeners know about here. On February 27th, you're playing at the place that was formerly the Purple Crab.
Yeah.
Just changed hands. They're now called La Brisa's Pub on Main Street there. And you guys are going to be playing with Rat Silo and Nick Fletcher and the Ballet Academy. And then on March 10th, you're playing at the Railway. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't say who you're playing with.
Yeah, the lineup hasn't settled yet.
But you guys are going to be playing, I'm assuming, the headline position at the Railway on that day.
Correct.
So, if you want to hear any of the new songs, if you liked what we just played for you, you're going to get to hear a lot more of that over the next couple of months. And shall we listen to something else from the upcoming CD as well here?
Yeah, I think we haven't totally decided on an order, but I think the next song that we've arranged on the CD so far is Get a Life. So I think we should play that one.
Which track is that one?
It's track two.
Track two, okay. Yeah. So this is, if you've been to China Syndrome's MySpace lately, myspace.com/ChinaSyndrome. This one's been up for a few weeks and is getting some pretty good feedback. So from the upcoming CD called Control Freak, this is, what was the song again?
Get a Life.
Get a Life, here on The Canadian Way with our guest Vern Beamish from China Syndrome here on CITR FM 101.9.
All day long, you keep saying to you. Some lofty goal, a room with a view, a mystery without any clues, solved only by you. What?
you're listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. My name is Spike, and in the studio today we have Mr. Vern Beamish of China Syndrome. Thank you again for coming today, Vern.
You're very welcome.
And we just heard from a band that's going to be playing with you guys at the El Dorado this Saturday evening. That is the Burnettes, husband and wife team, from their CD called We Better Be Dreaming. We heard the title track, which is the opener for that CD. And before that, we heard some brand new China Syndrome from the upcoming CD called Control Freak. We heard the track called Get a Life. Now, just to let everybody know, the gig at the El Dorado this weekend, it's going to be starting at...
The Burnettes are going to be on at 9:45, so quarter to 10. And, yeah, they're great. They're not to be confused with the Brunettes. although... I think they are brunette. Brunettes are brunettes, if that makes sense. And then, yeah, followed by them is the Surf Messiahs. If you love classic surf music, you got to see them. They're amazing. They have this embarrassment of riches of drummers. They have this drumming pool they have. one of the drummers is Terry from Slow. He's in the old band Slow. He's just amazing. But all their drummers are amazing. It's incredible. So many bands are struggling for drummers, and they have like four, I think. So yeah, they're great. They're really great.
And what time are they taking the
stage?
They're
on at 10:45. They're on at
10:45.
And then China Syndrome will be on at 11:45.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And once again, that's happening at the El Dorado Hotel, and that's at the corner of Kingsway and Nanaimo on Nanaimo.
Yeah, 2330 Kingsway is the actual address.
And have you played that venue before?
Never.
No. So that's going to be a new one for you guys.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. It's quite a nice little intimate venue, so I think you're gonna enjoy it.
Yeah,
so.
I guess it's been around a while. I've certainly gone by it. You know, it's quite of a major thoroughfare through there. So, yeah, and the door is $8.
Excellent. Great deal for three kicking bands.
Yeah.
Now, let's get back a bit into the China Syndrome history.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you play also with another band called Lumpy.
Correct.
And you joined, I guess, a little bit into the China Syndrome tenure?
No, actually, I was pretty much there right at the formation. Essentially, Tim Chan, the singer, who we haven't talked about, he had come over from Victoria, and he'd been in numerous bands. But when he came over here, I met him through a mutual friend, and then we basically started up the China Syndrome band with the other two fellows that were on bass and drums. And we've just been going ever since, and we enjoy it.
Excellent. And like I mentioned, you're also in a band called Lumpy with Tom Harrison.
Yeah, and actually... I'm actually playing two gigs Saturday night.
Whoa, busy man.
I'm a busy man. And there's
Do you want to plug that one as well?
Well, but I have to profess a little bit of lack of knowledge. It's one of those things where I said, yeah, okay, I'll be there as long as I'm out by a certain time so I can do the gig that we're talking about. But yeah, it's out in Deep Cove at the Deep Cove Yacht Club. And basically all I know is it's a Haitian benefit gig. So I just...
Oh. Excellent.
Yeah, okay.
Wow, that's quite the distance to have to cover in one evening.
It is. Fortunately, I live in North Vancouver, so I'm dividing my equipment up before the night. And that is starting at 7. Don't have the address. I mean, Deep Cove's not very big, but if you happen to be in North Vancouver and are looking for something to do, and I don't know how the door is, but it's obviously all the benefit is for what's happening down in Haiti.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for something to do, by all means, come out. It starts at 7. There's three bands. I don't know the other two. I just know that we're the second one.
I would imagine it's probably going to be listed in the Georgia Strait because they've been pushing those pretty healthily the last couple of weeks with all these benefits springing up.
Exactly.
So if you're curious, you'll probably want to check out the Georgia Strait and anything you see in Deep Cove that's a Haitian fundraiser, probably the one that you're involved
in. That would be the one, yeah.
Excellent. And you mentioned before the last set of music that you guys had worked in the studio again at JCDC Studios with David Carswell.
Yeah, we enjoyed the process the first time, and I think there's a certain comfort level going back again. And pardon me. Dave's great to work with. The nice thing about Dave is he's very organized. I'm sure any band that's had some recording history can tell you about times where they're just sitting there waiting for the person to get their act together so you can play the music to be recorded. But he's always on it. And it was great working with him. I think he really captured the band even better than last time. I think the performances have come out a lot better. Always good with suggestions. Sometimes he'll make a suggestion to alter maybe the structure of the song, take this out, that sort of thing. So he's wearing a lot of hats when he's in there. And yeah, it was just a really good time.
Excellent. So would you consider him the fifth member of the band?
Yes, I would, I think. He did contribute some backup vocals. Didn't play any instruments on it, but he... I think he gets us pretty well, and he knows what we want, and quite a bit of it is actually sort of almost unsaid. You just, you know, oh yeah, it sounds great. Yeah.
That's always nice to have in a working relationship like that.
Exactly. So, yeah. Yeah.
Excellent. So I guess we'll play another track from the brand new upcoming recording.
Sure.
Control Freak. Mm-hmm. Which song should we play now at this point?
I think we'll just keep going down the line. I think track three is a song. Track three is a song called Home. That one is probably as good as any to go with there.
Okay, and we're going to start things off actually with a band that David Carswell plays in. Of course, David Carswell, prolific musician and producer in town. He, of course, started out with the Smugglers, almost two decades ago now, I guess, at this point. Quite unbelievable. But now, of course, his full-time job, other than producing, is playing in the Evaporators. So we're going to be playing a track from the Mint release that came out last year called Gassy Jack and Other Stories called Desolation Sound, and then we'll play another new track from China Syndrome. So stay tuned for that. This is The Canadian Way with guest Vern Beamish of China Syndrome here on CITR FM 101.9.
Sitting on the shores of the bank, looking for someone to thank, eating all the food I can find, understanding why.
The girl on the street we call Sticks, still looking for tricks. Decaying house next door, the owners won't get it fixed. They sit on it until it makes them rich. The old French clown and his dogs leave their shit on the street. The Chinese lady asks for empties right after we meet. Says it's for the kids, so we're not sure. I wish I had more time to be around. I miss you so much, it's wearing me down. I wish I had more time to be around. I miss you so much, it's wearing me down. Bill on the corner moved out, lived there 50 years. Now the Jolly Roger flag flies high with a big cheer. If only Bill could see what they've done now.
Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
Something from the Sadies by request by Vern from China Syndrome from their CD, which came out a couple of years ago, called Tales of the Rat Fink original soundtrack, which is a bit of a concept album. It's actually 26 instrumentals, very short instrumentals, inspired by Rat Fink and about different venues around town. What's that?
Yeah, they're all like surf songs. So it's is about Big Daddy Roth, who was a lot of things, but it's a great documentary, and it was the soundtrack to the documentary, and he's really a pioneering type of guy. He's known for his model kits, but he's credited as the first guy that actually put a logo on a t-shirt, so
Wow, so, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Watch the movie. You'll find out all
I've
about
been wanting
it.
To see it for a while, actually. The music, if the music's any indication, it'll be pretty good.
Oh, it's awesome.
Excellent. So the name of the track that we heard from that one was called Red Room. And before that, we heard another track from the brand new upcoming China Syndrome CD called Control Freak. The name of the track was called Home. And as Vern was saying while we were listening to it, it's inspired by frontman Tim Chan's home neighborhood of Strathcona. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And before that, we heard something from the Evaporators from their Gassy Jack and Other Stories CD, which came out last year on the Mint Records label. We heard the track called Desolation Zen. We played that, of course, because David Carswell, who produced both China Syndrome CDs, is, of course, a big-time player in that their band, doing guitar and production duties for them as well. So so there we go. We have to do a quick break for an ad, and we'll be back with Vern and chat some more about upcoming gigs and the new CD, so stay tuned for that.
Morning.
Good day to you, sir.
Hey, wait a minute, what the hell?
Getting real tired of you ducking me, man. Yeah?
Oh, my God.
Thank you to all the donors who pledged their financial support during the CITR on-air fund drive. We are moved by your generosity, and thank you for enabling us to purchase new equipment and improve our programming. Do remember to stop by the station, pay your pledges, and pick up your prizes. We look forward to meeting you anytime between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekdays. Thank you again for your amazing response. Listen to our happy voices on the air, happier after we purchase new equipment for our studios. Thanks again.
All right, let's go to the bank.
My name is Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
And you're listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. Our guest in the studio today is Vern Beamish from China Syndrome. And we're going to play one more track from the upcoming CD in just a moment's time, but we want to chat a little bit more about all things... There we go, about all things China Syndrome. And as we were talking during the break there, you guys have a neat little gimmick going where you do a gig where you cover an album in its entirety. And you did one, was it last year or the year before that, where you, or 2008, I believe it was.
I think so. it's not a gimmick. It's art.
A concept.
It's a concept, yeah.
As it were. But yeah, you guys covered the Replacements' Let It Be album in its entirety back in 2008. You guys are going to be doing it again pretty soon.
Yeah, we have plans. Of course, it's always, you know, bands being democratic processes, it's sometimes hard to all collectively... you know, come up with an album that we want to do together because, you know, it's a lot of work for each member to put the effort in. So,
of course.
And then you don't, you know, it's funny because you think, oh, this is a great album, let's do this. But then you kind of realize that band's already reformed and done that.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, we as a band, I mean, we can't play just anything. I mean, we have to play something that reflects somewhat who we are as well. So,
of course,
the Replacements were great to do that. We all liked the band. It's a certain amount of give and take with the recording because you can't really. They were drunk, I think, when they did a lot of it. So,
part of the charm, though.
Part of the charm. So you definitely have a bit of leeway.
Yeah.
The one we kind of seem to be talking about the most is Sticky Fingers by the Rolling Stones.
Ooh, that would be wicked.
Yeah.
Nice selection.
Yeah, you know, it's no doubt it's one of their better albums. It's a great album. Yeah, we're thinking that. And, you know, we'd like to pick something that, you know, that people are familiar with as well. I mean, it's all nice and fun to do something that everybody really likes. But, you know, at the end of the day, you're hoping people will come to see you because they've heard of the album. And that worked really well with The Replacements. We actually had a really good showing for that, and we had a lot of fun. It was great. As a matter of fact, we should have done it again one more time, but we never did. So, yeah, we're thinking Sticky Fingers, but, you know, it's a great recording. It's a lot of work to do something like that, to make it sound reasonably close while still sounding like ourselves. So,
of course.
We will see. So we're hoping we'll do that, you know, before the summertime.
Great. Yeah. Great. So before we get back to some more music here, some more brand new music from China Syndrome, we're going to plug the gigs that you guys have coming up once more.
Yeah.
And so this Saturday at the El Dorado on Kingsway at Nanaimo, you guys are playing headlining with Surf Messiahs opening up at 10:30 and the Burnettes at 8 p.m., was it?
Nope, they're at 9:30, 9:45. So they'll be first.
And you guys are, of course, headlining the gig, so you guys will be...
Yeah, 11:30, quarter to 12.
Around 11:30, yeah. So you want to check that out, and that's $8 at the door.
Yep.
And then, of course, in February, you've got that gig happening at Las Brisas Pub, which is formerly the Purple Crab on Main Street, with Rat Silo and Nick Fletcher and the Ballet Academy. Tell us a little bit about those guys. How'd you get hooked up with... I noticed that you have Nick Fletcher on your MySpace page there for China Syndrome.
Yeah, I would tell you something, but I know nothing. that's more Tim, who unfortunately wanted to be here, but couldn't make it tonight.
Yes,
so.
Tim was originally supposed to be here. You stepped in last minute, and we thank you for that.
Yeah, so honestly, I couldn't tell you.
Tim's definitely a man about town.
Come to the gig and ask him.
And then, of course, March 10 at the Railway. And that's other bands, TBA, but you guys are definitely on the bill.
Yeah, so. we love playing the Railway. I mean, who doesn't, I guess?
Of course. Yeah. Of course, one of the best small rooms in the city, bar none.
Yes.
And if you guys want to find out more information about China Syndrome's upcoming gigs and projects, because, like I say, you guys got a lot of stuff coming up in the next little while. You're going to be doing the Sticky Fingers live pretty soon, but that has yet to be officially announced.
Yes.
That isn't going to be your gig on March 10th, is it?
No,
it isn't. Okay.
No, I don't think we'll have that ready.
So even more China Syndrome coming up. So definitely, you want to go to myspace.com/China Syndrome, or you can you're on Twitter now as well, twitter.com/China Syndrome.
Yeah,
and you're getting right with the tech here. You also got a fan page on Facebook as well. So
that's all Tim.
Those are all regularly updated.
Not me.
So if you want to find out about what's coming on the horizon for China Syndrome, as well as details on the brand new CD when it'll be released, etc., you've got those three presences on the internet to do so as well. And we're going to play something else from the brand new CD called Control Freak. And what's the name of this tune that we're going to be playing?
See You Around.
See You Around. So here is some brand new China Syndrome, another track from the upcoming CD. And Vern, I want to thank you for coming in. It's been great having you on.
Great here.
And be sure you come out to see China Syndrome with the Surf Messiahs and the Burnettes this Saturday evening at the El Dorado Pub. Here is some brand new China Syndrome from the upcoming CD Control Freak. The track?
See You Around.
See You Around. And thanks for coming on, Vern. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. I guess I might see you around.
today's the day to save. The hottest deal in town. Wow.
Money, 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 money.
The hottest deal in town. Wow.
We'll save you money, 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 money.
The hottest deal in town. Wow. You'll save more. Today's the day to save. You'll save more.
That was, at the end of that set, a little something from Vancouver's Crown Land, which is actually a project from a fellow from Victoria who's teamed up with some tech heads here in Vancouver to create this Crown Land project. Fellow's name is Calvin Dick, and he had three previous recordings out throughout the 90s known under the moniker Neckbeard. From the Humboldt Valley Recordings label, we heard the track called Wonderland of Savings from the self-titled debut from Crownland. And it's got all sorts of samples on the CD from All Things Vancouver. And if you're a fan of Woodward's, you probably noticed the Woodward's ad being sampled over and over again, but heavily effects-laden. Before that, we heard something from a band that's going to be doing a CD release show this weekend. Lots of CD release shows going on in the next little while. We're talking about The Beige, another local group, who will be having their CD release this Saturday at St. Paul's Anglican at 1130 Jervis Street in between Davie and Pendrell. From the CD called El Angel Exterminador, we heard the track called King George. And that's actually the sophomore follow-up to the 2007 debut by The Beige called 01. And they'll be unveiling a brand new website called thebeige.ca in conjunction with the CD release. So starting Saturday, you'll be able to see all sorts of swishy new graphics on their website. And before that, we heard another track from China Syndrome from the upcoming CD release date, TBA. It's called Control Freak. And the name of the track that we heard was called, I've forgotten to write down what the name of the track was. Anyways, I want to thank Vern Beamish for coming in to chat about the gigs that they have coming up in the next 3 months, as well as the upcoming CD, which should be available soon. Like I said in the last interview segment, want to find out more about China Syndrome, go to myspace.com/ChinaSyndrome. Or twitter.com/ChinaSyndrome, and they also have a Facebook fan page as well. So they update all those regularly, and you'll be able to find out all of the info that you need to know right there. We're going to do a quick commercial break and then come back with some more new music for you here on the Canadian Way, here on CITR FM 101.9.
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
And you are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. We got a bunch of new music to get through here in the last half hour of the show before we throw it on over to Val and Folk Oasis. Of course, later on in tonight's programming, of course, we have Val from 8 until 10. And then at 10 is Sexy in Van City with your host, Carolyn. And that's followed by Hans Kloss's Misery Hour at 11 p.m. So you want to stay tuned. Lots of great programming coming up this evening. In the meantime, it is the last home stretch for the Canadian Way. We're going to start off with something from Calgary, Alberta's Wood Pigeon. Busy folks these days. Let's let you know a little bit about them. The brand new CD is called Die Stadt Musikanten, and it can be found on the Boompa Records label. It's their third full-length, came out in January 12th, so last week. And their last album, Treasury Library Canada, which came out in 2008, was nominated for a Polaris Prize, so I wouldn't be too surprised if this one possibly is as well. Like I said, there's lots of stuff going on in the Wood Pigeon camp. In March, they're touring in the U.S., and then in April, they're touring Europe. No plans to hit Vancouver on the current tour, but they hit Vancouver three times last year to massive acclaim, so you can bet that they'll be back sometime soon. They just haven't announced anything officially. From the CD, Die Stadt Musikanten, we're going to be listening to the track. Well, we're going to be listening probably to the title track here, depending on how long it is. This is some Wood Pigeon to get things started here on this set of music on the Canadian Way. And the city is not queuing up for whatever reason. So let's see what happens when we switch players. Ah, technology, you gotta love it, eh? Ah, brother. Anyways, here is some Wood Pigeon to start off this set of music from Die Stadt Musikanten. This is the title track to start off this set of music here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9. Sorry about that. This CD is pretty much hooped, so it won't play. So we're going to be playing something from the brand new project from Andy Dixon. Most recently, he had that solo project, Mount Career. He has a new one called Make Love, and the name of the track that we're going to be listening to is called We Are Okay. Here is some Make Love to start off this set of music here on the Canadian Way. CITR FM 101.9.
How many days would it take? you got me head over heels. You really take my breath away. It seems that these days all I think of is you. Come on, good woman, are you thinking of me? You know I'm good for it. I'm good for it. If you're not crazy, then I'm out of my mind. Thoughts of you keep me up at night. With no wish for hunger and no signs of sleep, all I can do is hope for a better day. You know I'm good for it. I'm good for it. All this love, I'm good for it. There'll be nothing to guess, 'cause I'll lay it all at your lap. All that you need, more than a queen. I'm telling you now, this will feel like a dream. I'm good for it. I'm good for it. All this love, I'm good for it. You know I'm good for it, baby. You, baby, I'm good for it. All this love, I'm good for it.
And that was something from a local band called The Six, as in not well, sick. The Six, not the number six. From The Six CD called Take It All In, we heard the track called Good For It. And The Six are on the Indie Pool label and have been together since 2007 with this debut CD finally coming out in August of this last year. They're currently tracking songs for a yet unnamed sophomore release, and this is the follow-up to their 2008 debut EP called Cynthia. Before that, from Andy Dixon's new project called Make Love, where he teamed up with a whole bunch of his favorite local artists, we heard the track called We Are Okay from the CD, self-titled CD from Make Love. And like I said, that is the most recent in a long line of projects from Andy Dixon, formerly of DBS. Of course, he was also in Mount Career, which is his most recent solo project, which is on hold. He was also in Secret Mommy, Winning, The Got to Get Got, and Ghost House, among others. So, yeah. Great to see Andy Dixon isn't about to let any moss grow under his feet. And before that, from The Beige, we heard a track called King George from their self-titled CD. We're in the home stretch of the Canadian Way here. 20 minutes to go before we wrap it up. We're going to start off this set of music. My apologies, by the way, with the wood pigeon not working. It's all scratched up and kind of just won't play for whatever reason. So those of you that were hoping to hear it and resultantly heard some dead air. My apologies, and hopefully, well, it's going to get played by a whole bunch of other hosts around here, provided that we can get that CD cleaned up. But it sounded good, what we heard a few seconds of. We're going to be listening to a track from a band from Aurora, Ontario, called The Expos. And a little information on them before we hear something from their CD called Blackwater. They're going to be playing February 24th at the Railway Club. This is their third full-length release, which came out on January 12th last week on Stomp Records. The name of the track that we're going to be listening to is called Dying Too Long. This is The Expos to start off this set of music here on The Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
Down to the ground, and I'm gone.
Something from the artist formerly known as Final Fantasy. He was recently forced to change his name when he signed to the Domino Records label in the States because, of course, the video game manufacturer that produced Final Fantasy didn't like the idea of an artist running around with their name, in short. Up here, he's basically still known as Final Fantasy, but down there, it's Owen Pallett. Anyways, from Owen Pallett, a.k.a. Final Fantasy's most recent CD called Heartland, we heard the track called Lewis Takes Action. And that can be found on the For Great Justice label here up in Canada. Owen Pallett, a.k.a. Final Fantasy, will be playing the Vogue Theatre, which was recently refurbished on May 10th. And then, actually, at present, he's playing in the U.S. and in Europe. Through to the end of this month and the beginning of next month. So Owen Pallett, one busy dude. Before that, we heard from the Expos from Aurora, Ontario, who, like I said, play here on February 24th at the Railway from their third full-length CD called Blackwater. We heard the track called Dying Too Long. We are going to play two classic tunes for you on the other side of this ad. Something from Plumtree and Rheostatic, so you want to stay tuned for that. You're listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9.
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All the things you've been seeing, guess you better find your way back home.
before we get to those final two tracks by Plumtree and Rhea Statix, we're going to let you know what's going around town gig-wise. Tonight, Wednesday, January 27th, the Zola CD release player party and the We Are the City CD release party with guests Henry and the Nightcrawlers happening at the Biltmore Cabaret tonight. Gypsy Fade Wednesdays, featuring Red Cedar, Yukon Blonde, Cloud Spitter, and DJ Lazy Wizards going on at the Media Club. Super Robertson Supper Show is just about halfway done. Actually, started at 7:30. It's absolutely free. Goes until 9 p.m. And then tonight at the Railway as well is the Vancouver City Libits featuring Franco, Reggie Blackout, and Watts. What a Sun. Tomorrow, January 28th, Brick House is at the Fairview Pub. Low Note and the Barcelona Chair is at Honey Lounge. Fake Shark and Real Zombie, Sex with Strangers and Lengthy List of Lovers with guests Acost is happening over at the Lamplighter. That is sponsored by us here at CITR. Ruby's Collection, Narwhal, and Nam Shub is playing at Pat's Pub tomorrow. As well, Mistress Jen, the Instruments of Torture, Slowpoke and the Smoke, and Evan Simons are playing at the Princeton Pub on Powell. Puddle City Arts is hosting a free acoustic show tomorrow at the North Bar featuring Nathan Blackburn, Mark Talefier, Shinchina DuPont, Jeff Hawker, and Jack Mercer at the Railway. Absolutely free. And then, of course, happening later as the late show at the Railway tomorrow is Carolyn Mark, Stolen Oregon Family Band, and Buffalo Swans. Friday, January 29th, Killarney is at the Blarney Stone. Ready, Set, Die, and Kush double EP release party with guests Scarlet Rain is happening at the Bourbon. Crimson Roots, Mary Guns, and Elephant Train is playing at the El Dorado. The Fury, Bullets Over Beauty, Kill Matilda, Neptune at Night are playing at the Fairview. Collapsing Opposites LP release with guests Apollo Ghosts, Half Chinese, and Sean Mrazek Lives is playing at Little Mountain Studios just off Main. Slush, Raised by AIDS, Cambridge, and Impeders of Progress are playing at Pat's Pub. Timothy Pigeon Park and Young Pacific playing at Pub 340. And Mendoza is playing at the Rickshaw. The Kilt Lifters, Rude City Riot, and the Valuables are also playing Friday at the Shark Club. Solar's Empty Love and Sade Sade with guests Scarlet Intone and The Worker playing at the Vivo Arts Media Arts Center on Main. That's in all ages. And on Saturday, January 13th, Freedom Ride, Captain Dust, The Anger, The Power, The Fury, The Filth, and The Smudgers are playing in the Backstage Lounge. Of course, China Syndrome with the Surf Messiahs and the Burnettes. We had Vern from China Syndrome on the show earlier. They're playing at the El Dorado on Saturday. Mass Undergo, The Centisphere, and Bang Bang, You're Dead are playing at the Bourbon. The Grange is playing at the Main. That's a free gig. HB Wild is playing at Malone's. Cairo, Plus Perfect, and guests are playing at Pat's Pub. Panoramas, Whiskey Jack, and The Atrium are playing at the Princeton on Powell. On Sunday, January 31st, Jess Hart, Narbu, and Cardet Cato are playing at the Backstage Lounge. Shane Phillip with guests are playing at the Railway. And on Monday, February 1st, the Hard Rock Miners sing-along, featuring the best sing-along in the whole wide world, is taking place at the Railway Club. If there's anything that you missed or you want to have your gig mentioned on the air, you can drop me a line at the Canadian Way on CITR at pops or at gmail.com. The Canadian Way on CITR at gmail.com. And now we're going to play the last two tracks of today's show. We're playing a little ditty from Plumtree's This Day Won't Last at All called My My. And after that, something from Rhea Statix, which used to be the old theme song to this here show, Northern Wish from the Melville LP. And just to let you know, I'm going on hiatus for a few months as well. I will be checking the email addresses and the various websites, so if you want to drop me a line, please feel free to do so. But I will be gone probably until the end of the summer. But in the meantime, be sure to support your local music scene and to always buy Canadian. And I thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Val and Folk Oasis coming up next. Here is Plumtree, followed by Rhea Statix.
Blue eyes crying in the rain. I know. calling you, baby. Not coming home, I'll be till you're gone. Sneaking alone, maybe I'll just run away and find some other place to stay. And I don't know why. I don't know why. You might see me cry, but you won't if I don't come home again. Ooh, ooh, I won't come home again. Ooh, ooh, I won't come home again. Ooh, ooh, I won't come home again. No, I won't, telling you.
Raise the curtains from your deep provincial eyes. Speak up, for I am certain that it's no disguise. And soldiers stopping traffic couldn't keep these wheels at bay. Their guns smoked, then the sun broke, and we hauled away. And mothers of the country, take two flags and make a sail. We'll sail the big dominion. This song is falling. And did you get my message on the people's radio? I wrote it in Alberta, across the prairie spine. And I'd rather jump the border, the trail from east to west, and get the booking agent to find another band. And mothers of the country, take two flags and make a sail. We'll sail the big dominion. This song is falling. I built my rocket in a shed. I'm gonna launch it at the sun. I'm gonna launch it from my pad. Oh, could I get this? It's my northern wish. Meanwhile, in the forest, in a parliament of trees, the ink will crack and dry all up, but the compass will swing anyways. And we don't need mathematics, and we don't need submarine to tell how far that the land does go till it hits the shore. And mothers of the country, take two flags and make a sail. We'll sail the big dominion. This song is falling. I built my rocket in a shed, gonna launch it at the sun. Gonna launch it from my pad. Oh, could I get this? It's my northern wish. Wake up, raise the curtains from your deep
provincialize. Speak out, I am certain. This song is over.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?